Okay. So, what were you asking me? You can talk.
So when he asked if the vice president was behind it, and she said no.
Okay, you have to get get closer. We have to share the mic.
Okay, when he asked if the vice president was behind it, and
Yes.
she said no.
Right.
But then they showed the vice president at the end, talking to the president, did they not?
No, they showed Henderson, who was the guy.
This is like the first time I've seen this show, so I'm not expected to remember every character.
I know, but he's creepy guy number one.
The creepy guy that was in the car with a bad complexion. Who's going to get Jack? He said he's going to get him.
Yeah,
Is that Henderson?
who just had the little girl? Yeah.
That's Henderson.
That's Christopher Henderson. He brought Jack into CTU.
Ah, okay.
He taught him how to shoot someone above or below a kneecap in order to get them to say information.
Wonderful.
Yes, he's a smart guy. He was talking to the president.
Right.
So the vice president is not involved.
Okay, but then they showed the vice
Laura Palmer's
president at
dad
the
isn't
end.
involved.
Yeah, okay. But the president is.
Right.
Okay. Ooh.
The president who's been playing dumb since he was first cast.
So did he have something to do with
You gotta
shooting?
get closer to
Did he
the
have something to do with shooting down the Air Force One from the previous season?
I don't know, and it's really scary that you asked a good question like that.
Since this is my first time seeing the show,
Yes.
complete
It,
show.
would you like to introduce yourself to my microphone that I think is recording?
Hi, I'm Kristen's mom.
What's your first name?
Ginny.
Jenny? Okay, good. I call her Mama, so you will not be hearing the word Jenny. But when you leave comments and say how great my mom is, you can say Jenny. Yeah. No, that's actually a really good question. I don't
So
know.
how many seasons will it take before you find out the answer?
Well, they might have to do a video game 'cause like David Palmer, he was gonna or he got this assassin named Naked Mandy. She's not really named Naked Mandy, but that's what everybody calls her. But her name is Mandy, but she was just naked briefly one time. So Naked Mandy put
Do the
on
viewers call her Naked Mandy, or do they actually call her Naked Mandy on the show?
Just the viewers,
Okay.
'cause she was naked and her name is Mandy.
And no one else has been naked on the show?
No, other people have been naked. Like even Jean Smart showed some boob.
But they haven't termed them naked.
No. And Mandy also kissed a girl, so and they didn't call her like lesbian Mandy,
Or
but
naked lesbian.
naked lesbian man. Well, that's longer. That's hard to that's harder to say in the middle of orgasm for all those geek boys. I can't, that's the first time I've ever said that word in front of my mother. Oh Christ.
First time you said that, too.
No, I've said oh Christ in front of you
Yes.
before. Yes, I did, especially yeah, because you were like,
You've said enough other things,
well, yeah, but I said
that I don't
we
particularly
w
like hearing.
okay, if you're gonna talk bad about me, you have to talk closer to the mic. No, when we were watching Phantom of the Opera and those people were sneaking in and out and I said Jesus fucking Christ,
No,
and
yeah.
then later on you were like, you're going to Chicago and Colleen and Vivian are there and you say such things. And I said, well, it's not like I'm going to be. It's not like Cully and Vivian are going to be sneaking into a movie in front of me. And
But I'll be saying that, I'm going to enjoy you saying things like that. Anyway,
I know.
You go back with your podcast.
Wait, then. No, you were asking questions. Okay, yeah, so, yeah, game, Naked Mandy. Naked Mandy put on a chemical film thing. You know, like when kids, when you put glue on your hand and it dries, mm-hmm. and then there's this thing? It was like that, except for it was some deadly chemical thing, and she posed as like, oh, I'm just standing here and I want to shake the president's hand. And so she shook the president's hand, and then he collapsed. And then that was the end of the season.
But it didn't do anything to her?
No, because the glue was on the other side.
That doesn't make sense.
It's 24. Jack just ran out of a exploding. They just had a gun battle in a natural gas distribution center, mm-hmm. and then they blew it up. It didn't blow up when people were shooting guns. It blew up when they put one thing of C4 onto one of the tanks. And Jack survived.
Of course.
Yeah. And all the promos were like, where's Jack? Where's Jack? Where's Jack? And like 2 minutes in, they found him.
Of course.
Yeah, because it was boring. Yeah. But yeah, so like that, the death by handshake assassination attempt was never solved. But it's apparently dealt with or solved or pseudo-solved in the video game, which just came out.
And you don't have it?
No.
I'm surprised.
I don't have the thing to play it on.
Oh, what does it come out on?
One of the things that I don't have.
Xbox?
I don't know. Oh. Probably PlayStation 2, and then they would... I don't know. I don't know these things.
They'll probably come out with a game to be played on the computer.
If it's good, Jack looks weird in it. Like his face is all pinchy. But yeah, but that covers the time in between the second and the third season. Yeah. So what did you think about 24? Since this is your first time watching it, and you were asking me a lot of questions like, is he behind the killing of this guy? And
thought it was suspenseful.
Yes.
I didn't think that enough could be done in what happened in 1 hour to make it interesting. I mean, just a one actual hour to make it interesting enough between 10 and 11 or whatever it was.
Well, people don't go to the bathroom in 24.
Ah. Or maybe they do off. And they don't. Not on screen.
And
then they do.
And they don't eat either.
Or sleep.
No. Oh, God, no. No one sleeps. If they don't take a crap, they're certainly not going to, you know, take a cat nap. Unless they're chemically knocked out. Or tasered. So, you didn't think that it would be interesting enough, like for stuff to happen in 1 hour?
Right.
For them to be...
Mm-hmm. But it's been on this many seasons, so obviously it is interesting enough to enough people.
Who do you think primarily watches 24?
Your age?
26. Girls? Who are still in college after all these years?
I don't watch it because I'm not at home at that time, so.
You just got finished watching Seventh Heaven. You wouldn't watch 24. Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't watch Seventh Heaven either because I'm at work.
I know, but if you were home, I mean...
Possibly.
What did you think about Jack Bauer? Yeah, microphone.
He's cute.
Are you saying that because you know that I find him cute
no,
and he's on my desktop?
He's cute. Cubs won.
Yes. That's the other thing which is really sad about Tony dying, the guy who I said they hurt in the first... like 15 minutes, he was a Cubs fan.
Aww.
Every single season he had a Cubs mug. Even in this one, when they were like in the kitchen right before the big explosion and Michelle died, he was drinking out of his Cubs mug.
Aww.
And they killed him.
How could they?
I know. And they didn't like deal with it at all. Like the week before Edgar, the big fat guy, died of nerve gas, and they were like, oh, Edgar's gonna die, Edgar's dead, oh, that's so sad. And then Tony, who's been there since the first season, he dies. Nothing.
Well, you give your opinion on tonight's show. Bye.
I know, but it's fun talking to you about this. You had all these questions before.
I'm done.
But you're done? Okay. Now I can record something at a good audio level. So I won't have to normalize everything. Well, I don't really have anything much more. This is the post after, or this is the 24 post glow. Since I scream. Did I yell any expletives during the show?
No comment.
No, they know all about me yelling.
Oh.
But no one's been like a witness to it.
I try not to hear those things.
Was I yelling?
You were yelling, yes.
I was yelling expletives. Come on. I was yelling expletives. But I'm not at home, so my neighbors can't think that I'm either having sex or being raped.
Just the people in the room next door.
Yeah, just the people next door in the hotel. No, like, this was not a... This was quiet in comparison to, like, last week and the week before. And I was just yelling a lot. But, yeah, so, for, like, a good episode, like a really good episode, they should, you know, like, they traditionally, you know, like, the glow after having sex, per se. And we've never had the sex talk, so I feel perfectly fine talking about this in terms of sex. No, I don't. Where, like, I would just relax and then go, wow, that was really cool. Or, oh, pretty much, wow, that was really cool. And then just involved me sighing and smoking a cigarette. But I can't smoke in the hotel room, so I'm not smoking right now. But for this one, it was just it was an interview with you about my 24 watching habits and what you thought as a first-time viewer. So, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
She
Love you.
She just said, you're welcome. And then she said that she loves me. Not you, but me. Just me. Ha ha. She buys me makeup. Okay, this has been the 24 Afterglow, whatever the hell it's called. I don't know the titles of either my podcast nor this segment. So, let's... Hopefully this will not disappear. What?
April 3rd.
Mm-hmm. What about April 3rd?
I mean, that's the date of this podcast.
Oh, no, this... the podcast won't come out tonight.
Oh. Well,
when
it was done.
I just put up last week's podcast yesterday.
Oh.
Why?
This one will come out.
It took time. I had the radio show on Wednesday. Then I had to play my pirate game and check on the people making corn. All right, and we'll get back to the rest of the episode. Thank you, Ma. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.